there used to be Mandeville Children's Home. It seems quite a big area now, but when we were growing up, it didn't seem that big, I suppose. Maybe it was. I had a friend that went to that lived in Mandeville Children's Home. And then we used to go out, because no one drove in those days. So we used to walk, and then there used to be the Alma Road Youth Club, where we used to go often Friday evening, or any time they had anything there, or the Civic if they had a disco or something. And one of the, Sylvia, her name was, she lived in the children's home, and she was coming towards walking across, I don't know, she didn't go at the level crossing, the level crossing was there, but I can't remember, it wasn't as it is now. She didn't actually cross at the level crossing, I think she was crossing somewhere else, and then her foot got stuck. They said her foot got stuck. And the train, and then she got decapitated. A train came along, and then she got decapitated.
That's awful.
So that was really quite, that was awful, because we were only kids, and it was, we didn't find out until, like, the next day.
Were you there when it happened?
We were waiting for her, because we were going out. We were all waiting, because we were waiting at the other end down where the shops are. We were waiting there, because she would come out at that alleyway just there. And she hadn't arrived, and we didn't know what happened until the next day.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah.
How old were you then?
15.
Quite traumatic.
Yeah. And so the next day, we didn't know, because we didn't have phones or anything. No one had, you didn't have mobile phones. It was a phone box or things like that. So you didn't know anything. We didn't know anything until we actually went to school, and then the school told us what happened.